Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say Mount Everest. Although not many people have climbed it, everybody talks about that. Today, we are joined by Eric Zeng, which is the Director of Product at Facebook. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right, Eric, you are the right person for talk about Mount Everest. I know you had exciting experience there.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure if I'm the right person. There are definitely people who have gone much further up Mount Everest to the top. About 7 years ago, a couple of my friends and I, we traveled to Mount Everest to climb to Base Camp 3, which is two mm-hmm. away from the top of the mountain. So about 21,000 feet.
Wow.
And that was an adventure.
That's incredible. And did you do that with a purpose, for example, like making a documentary or with some charitable purpose, or you just wanted to push with how far you could go?
All of the above. So this was a personal challenge for me. I actually don't climb mountains very often, but when I want to do something, I kind of want to do it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And so what better mountain to go tackle than Mount Everest?
Mm-hmm.
I also love photography. And so I wanted to go and photograph the Himalayas and capture some of the magical scenery that is there in that mountain range.
Right.
But then finally, this is actually, and I just realized this is more than 7 years ago. My memory now, I'm getting old.
Right.
This is back in 2005, so a little over 10 years ago. And back then, podcasts were just becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
So ironically, since we're talking about it on a podcast now, I actually created a podcast about my Everest trip, and I recorded it live from the mountain.
I saw it. I saw it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I saw it. I didn't know you at that time, and I thought that guy was so cool. That was you. Okay.
That was me. Yeah. And you can actually, through the podcast, hear me getting more and more sick with each day.
Oh, no. The mountain symptom thing, the high mountain.
Yes. Altitude sickness, yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Altitude sickness, okay. 我们叫高山症。
高山症, yeah, that's what I was getting.
Yeah, we should learn about Mount Everest before we learn 高山症, okay. Okay, let's go back to learning. Mount Everest, we say 珠峰。
珠峰。
珠峰, and is that 珠峰, 珠 means pearl, and 峰 is a peak, summit. And the character for Feng, we use that for all the peaks and mountains and summits. The character is a combination between a mountain, as you could imagine. And then another part of the character Feng, it means a foot walking through the bushes. And then that creates the resistance. So Feng, in fact, is not a very common character. But in ancient meaning, that means the resistance. So imagine climbing up to the summit. That must be a very hard work with a lot of resistance, either psychologically or physically.
Both, for sure.
Yeah, both. Yeah, Feng. So 珠峰 is the Mount Everest. 珠峰.
珠峰.
珠峰. Great. Can you share more about your adventure to the Mount Everest? Because you do need to prepare to avoid the altitude sickness. So how many weeks were you there prior to you climb up?
Well, our whole trip was about 1 month, but we spent only half of that on Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty fast. In fact, the best way to climb high altitude mountains is to take your time.
Mm-hmm.
There is no real way to train for altitude except to very patiently have your body grow accustomed to the altitude bit by bit.
Yeah, sure.
So that year, in advance of the trip, I spent a summer in the gym on a Stairmaster.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I just basically climbed stairs nonstop for 3 months. And that hardened me up from legs and muscles perspective, but it didn't prepare me for altitude.
No.
And when we actually got to Mount Everest, I think we went up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks was too fast. And we had one of our Sherpa mm-hmm. get extremely sick because we were too accelerated. And so he got a very advanced case of altitude sickness called the cerebral edema,
oh, no.
which is extremely dangerous. He just collapsed while we were hiking.
So you had to carry him.
Well, thankfully, there was a group coming back down from summit, and they were able to give him oxygen. We didn't even have oxygen with us. So they gave him oxygen and carried him back down the mountain, and he survived.
Wow.
But that was a close call.
That's incredible. I didn't climb Mount Everest. I didn't even go near there. I remember when I climbed Monte Rosa, which is much shorter, much lower. It's only like 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
Not as high as yours.
Yeah. Where is that?
That was in Switzerland.
Oh. Well, that still must have been beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah. The whole, the Alps is just incredible. So I did Monte Rosa, which is not technically difficult. That was just tall and high and then uncomfortable. And the real difficult one was Matterhorn.
Oh, the Matterhorn's beautiful too.
And basically Matterhorn was not even a mountain. That was a pile of rocks.
Yeah.
So, and it's unstable.
Can't you take a gondola to the top of the Matterhorn now?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I didn't...
Yeah, that's just yeah.
Really? That would be cheating.
It would be cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think so because Matterhorn, the rocks move. And as a result, every year the guides will have to find the new routes to go up. So they can't follow the same routes from last year.
Wow. That's cool. That's on my bucket list too. Did you feel the altitude?
Oh, yeah. I just went to Switzerland for the whole week, and the whole week I was just doing mountaineering, so I was not really prepared at all for climbing.
Be safe. Next time you climb a mountain, make sure you do it safely, because the altitude can get dangerous.
That's right. And the thing about climbing mountains is not really conquering the summit, in my view. It's the just been there, understanding how humble we are and the journey, the view, the mother nature. That's why I still went up knowing that I'm not going to finish it.
I think you nailed it, Shailen. So Mount Everest in that area is called Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
And Shangri-La is this almost mystical, spiritual place that people think about when they think about Buddhism and spirituality.
Yes.
And for me, I'm not Buddhist, but I felt the power. So when you're climbing the mountain, you're so tired, you don't have energy to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're basically left for days after days of just thinking and having your thoughts
right.
as you climb the mountain. And so for me, it was a period of self-reflection and of thinking about my life and my friends and my family. And that introspection led to almost like, and it sounds almost cheesy, but some kind of like awakening.
It is.
And that was a powerful, and so for me, it was almost less so, like you said, about trying to reach the goal,
mm-hmm.
but much more about the journey along the way.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you also appreciate this part. And this is really an important, I would say, every time I go to the mountains, I feel like I'm enlightened in a way, and mm-hmm. also appreciate the beings and friends and family much more after that.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Eric, for joining us. You're such a fun person.
Well, you're a great host. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We talk about Mount Everest, Zhu Feng. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Eric.
谢谢, Shailen. 再见.